Hey, Mama. Before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to quickly tell you all about our free Facebook community just for moms in business. In this group, we talk about all things business, motherhood, and beyond. And I cannot wait to have you inside. So if that sounds like something that interests you, I would love to have you. You can go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/group, and I'll see you inside. All right, let's get into today's episode.
As moms, especially moms in business, sometimes it feels like we are the last person on our priority list. In an effort to prioritize myself and fill my own cup, I'm sharing 5 ways I'm prioritizing myself during this current season of life. Now let's jump into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of 2. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so happy that you're here. Today, we are diving into how I am prioritizing myself during this season of life. And to be completely honest, this isn't something that I'm naturally good at, especially now that I have kids and my time is much more limited. But I know it's so important. So I've been working really hard to make myself a priority too, because I know that when I feel fulfilled, I am a lot more patient with my kids. I'm more productive within my business, and everything is just much, much better when I actually prioritize myself instead of just pushing myself to the last thing on my priority list. So yeah, let's get into the 5 ways I'm prioritizing myself during this season of life. So 1, I am giving myself a lot of grace. So I'm a mom to an infant. She is now 5 months as we're recording this. Today she turned 5 months. And a preschooler. I have an almost 4-year-old. And it's really important that I give myself lots of grace because things are always changing. And it seems like once I get used to something, then it changes. So celebrating the little things is really, really important in my current season and giving myself grace because not every day is going to be the same. You know, nap schedules are changing, sleep schedules in general are changing. You know, some days my son is in a good mood, other days he is not. So there's lots of reasons why I need to be giving myself grace. I may not always get as much done as people who don't have kids or people who have older children. So I just need to be, you know, gentle with myself and stop being so hard on myself. And that's something I do struggle with, but I think it's really, really important. 2, trying to get as much sleep as possible. So within your child's first year of life, there's obviously quite a few sleep regressions that you experience. So I'm really being gentle on myself here, and instead of waking up like super early to try and cram in a workout and get some work done when I'm already sleep deprived most days, I cherish pretty much every second of sleep that I can. That's not to say that I haven't woken up early a couple days just because I felt well rested. My daughter is sleeping better at night for the most part now. So I do feel like, you know, I'm finally feeling rested again for the most part. So I think it'll be easier to wake up. But, you know, in those moments where we are going through those sleep regressions, my main priority is getting a lot of sleep myself. Because if I am tired, I'm not at my best. I'm not doing my best work. I'm not as focused as I should be. All the different things. So sleep is really, really crucial. And that's definitely one way I'm prioritizing myself, even though that's kind of a basic need. I still think it's important. So the next one is easing myself back into a workout routine. So honestly, I've never really had a set workout routine that I was consistent with for more than a couple of months. But one of my 2024 goals is to take better care of myself physically. So I'm really trying to rebuild this habit once again. I do have, you know, a Peloton in my bedroom that is collecting dust. But I definitely want to hop on it more frequently because that's a lot easier than getting to the gym these days. And just doing like a 15-20 minute ride is much better than doing nothing at all. So that's definitely something I really want to continue to focus on as we go through this year. The next one is really, really big for me because I struggle with this so, so hard. But this one is not using any and all time, like free time that I have as work time. So like I said, this is something that I've definitely struggled with in the past, but lately I've been a lot better about giving myself actual downtime where I can recharge instead of throwing myself into more work. That means I've been reading a lot more, I've been watching TV, and just letting myself relax instead of trying to cram work into every single free moment that I have. And honestly, that's been a much needed change to focus on filling my cup instead of hustling. Of course, there's going to be seasons where I need to be on my computer more and need to be working more at night than normal, but I'm trying to make sure that that's not the norm. It's just, you know, some seasons are a little busier than others, but it's not like a season is an entire year. It's just a couple weeks here and there kind of thing. So that's something that's really big that I've been working on. And ever since I had my son Everett back in 2020, I feel like I've gotten a lot better at this. And every year I continue to get better and better and better about, you know, making sure that I'm not working 24/7 when I can, and I'm prioritizing other things as well. And the last one is actually doing my skincare routine and pampering myself from time to time. So I know this sounds really, really basic, but there was a time when I couldn't even be bothered to like wash my face before going to bed. So I know that sounds crazy, but I don't really wear makeup too often, probably once a week max, not even, some weeks I don't even wear it every single week, but still, it's kind of gross because your face still gets gross even if you don't have makeup on. So I really just can't imagine not taking a minute or two to wash my face now and apply some moisturizer, whereas in the past that was like, no thanks. And this one is like very simple, but honestly, it makes such a difference because when I do my skincare routine, even if it's just like a simple one, it really helps me feel like I'm taking care of myself. And, you know, some days I'll do a little bit more. I'll do like a face mask or like a lip mask or something a little more intense. But every day I make sure that I am washing my face and putting on some moisturizer as a bare minimum. And then, you know, sometimes I'm sorry, do like an everything shower where I'm doing like a sugar scrub and exfoliating and all kinds of different things like that. But yeah, that is kind of something that's super simple, but makes the world of a difference. So those are my 5 ways that I'm prioritizing myself during this current season of life. I would love to know, how are you prioritizing yourself in your current season of life, whether you have littles, you know, or you have older kids? Let me know over on Instagram. My handle is @jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. And I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram @MomsMakeMoneyCollective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.